her dinner party. I wonder if I should julienne the carrots, or just cut them into rounds, he asked, chef's knife flying skillfully over the cutting board as he spoke. He glanced over at her, but she did not reply. I guess it really doesn't matter, but I just like the look of julienning better. He used the flat portion of the blade to scoop up the orange strips and dump them into the aromatic concoction bubbling on the stove. Our guest should be here before too long. I hope this gets done in time. I didn't realize how long it would take to get you ready, but sometimes we get carried away, don't we? He stirred another pot on the stovetop. It'll be nice having the old gang back together again. I feel like it's been ages since we've seen everyone. He replaced the lid on the pot. But I guess it's really been only, what, about a year? The doorbell chimed throughout the house. He looked up. I'll get that. You just wait right there. He wiped his hands on a nearby dish towel and strode out of the kitchen. Charlotte! James! Glad you could make it, he exclaimed as he opened the door to their guests. I know we're a few minutes early, but we weren't sure of the traffic out here, Charlotte replied. No problem at all, he said. She ran her hands along the silky mahogany of the balustrade. This house is absolutely gorgeous. Thank you. We fell in love with it the moment we saw it. May I take your coats? Sure, James said, handing over his long black formal jacket. Charlotte slid off her short mink coat. Now do be careful, Charles, dear. This was my grandmother's. Of course, he replied, hanging the coats inside a small nearby closet. Once Charles returned, she handed him a bottle of wine she'd brought along as a hosting gift. I do hope you like a nice Merlot, she purred. Who doesn't? He answered, taking the proffered bottle. Please, make yourself comfortable, and I'll pour us a glass of this, he said, motioning to the formal sitting area off to the right of the entrance. The couple moved into the beautifully appointed space and settled into a pair of matching wingback chairs. A few moments later, Charles returned, empty wine glasses in hand. "So, when am I going to get to see this hand-carved table you keep raving about?" James asked. "Very soon. Dinner's almost ready." Charles slid the cork from the wine bottle and poured some of the beautiful burgundy liquid into each of the glasses. He handed one to each of his guests and then took his own. He inhaled deeply and sighed. "Ah, yes, now this is a nice vintage." He took a mouthful and rolled it around on his tongue, letting the flavors rise and separate. He closed his eyes and swallowed. Very mellow. I like it, he said, smiling. Yes, well, I thought of you when I bought it. Remember that night? She asked. At the gallery? Who could forget? James laughed. I thought you were going to get us thrown out of there with your shenanigans. Yes, not quite the actors we thought ourselves to be, huh? Thankfully, I had the chemistry degree to fall back on, James said, and they shared a quick laugh before the doorbell rang yet again. That will be George and Mindy, Charles stated, checking his watch. And just on time, too. He set his wine glass aside and went to answer the door. James took another drink of the wine as Charlotte spoke quietly under her breath. I'm surprised. It's never like George to show up on time for anything. Let's count it as a blessing, then, because I am famished. Charles returned shortly with the other couple in tow and an extra pair of wine glasses. Once everyone had a glass, Charles piped up. I say we make a toast.
Oh, how lovely! Yes, let's, cooed the bouncy little blonde named Mindy.
Everyone raised their glasses as Charles spoke. To friendship, and the ties that bind. Everyone clinked their glasses. The minutes slipped away as they chatted until the kitchen timer went off, signaling dinner was finally ready. I'll just go set the food out. Stay and mingle. I'll call as soon as I'm finished, Charles instructed, rising and heading off towards the kitchen. The couples were busily chatting as Charles entered the sitting room. Dinner is served. They collected their wine glasses and headed towards the formal dining room that opened off from the kitchen. Is it true that you had it imported all the way from Italy? James asked.
Yes, we saw it on holiday and we just had to have it, Charles answered. And you said it seats 6? George inquired.
8, actually. The small group entered the large formal dining space. Off to the side of the room sat an antique buffet, the contents of its surface hidden beneath a long, draped white cloth. A crystal chandelier hung over the center of a long, hand-carved olive wood table. Fine china and Waterford crystal sparkled at the place settings, but it was the centerpiece that took their breath away. She lay there, splayed out like a Y across the length of the table. The crimson ropes of the shibari harness snaked around her naked torso, pulled into taut diamonds of wicked color against her milky white skin. The rope wrapped around her ankles, binding them together in coiled cuffs the width of a palm. The trailing runners looped tightly to the legs of the table beneath. It was the same at each wrist, thickly wrapped in the coarse rope that led off the edge of the table and were secured to the legs below. Her mouth was stuffed with a bright red ball gag, one that matched her vermilion lipstick, and her jet-black hair was pulled up high in a tight bun. "It looks delicious," exclaimed James. "Let's eat." They each took their designated place in the high-backed upholstered chairs ringing the table, passing dishes heaped with food and filling glasses with more wine, and in the midst of the commotion there she lay. And all she could do was look up at the ceiling, at the mirrored tiles embedded like latticework in the plaster, and watch them as they dined, ignoring her as if she wasn't even there. "Who's ready for dessert?" Charles asked, rising and gathering empty plates.
"Oh, let me help you with that," Mindy said, pushing her chair back and gathering up dishes as well.
While they wandered off to the kitchen, arms loaded down, George and James pulled all the chairs back against the wall. Charles returned and moved to the end of the table. He knelt and loosed the ropes, pulling her ankles apart. He then retied the runners on the table legs, pulling them tight until she groaned against the gag. Now she was laid out spread eagle, like an X across the polished surface of the table. Meanwhile, Mindy walked over to the buffet, a slight bounce of excitement in her step, and, with a flourish, pulled away the white draping. The surface of the buffet was stocked with various items: whipped cream, chocolate sauce, cherries, strawberries, a deerskin flogger, metal butt plugs in various sizes, bottles of lube, and a sparkling glass dildo, just to name a few. "Dessert is served, ladies and gentlemen," Charles announced. Each of them took a moment to peruse the spread, picking up an item here and there. Once they had their selections, they gathered around the table once more. Charlotte started by lifting a dainty silver serving spoon and spooning a dollop of the whipped cream onto the skin stretched taut across her abdomen, but it was Mindy who leaned forward and lapped it up from her milky skin with her tongue. "What a greedy girl," Charlotte cooed, patting Mindy on the head. Meanwhile, James was busy drizzling the chocolate sauce up the inside of her arm. He took his time licking it off, while George selected a nice, plump strawberry, and then gently nudged it into her pussy until only the little green top peeked out. Charles leaned down over her from the head of the table, right near her ear so that only she could hear him. "Enjoy, my dirty little slut," he whispered before planting a kiss in the middle of her forehead. She groaned, her back arching off the table. In the mirrors of her head, she watched as Charlotte sucked hard on her nipple while James dropped a little red cherry into her navel. After about half an hour of their teasing lips and hands, her skin was now sticky with syrupy dessert toppings and saliva. Charles waved them all back. "Now for the next course," he said. At the head of the table, he released the rope ties. He brought her wrists together, winding a few of the loops of the rope around them to secure them. At the foot of the table, George loosened the ropes at the table legs. Grabbing a hold of her hips, he pulled her down to the end of the table, flipping her over onto her stomach, and allowing her to plant her feet firmly on the hardwood floor. Mindy brought over a soft, thickly folded towel and placed it between her hips and the hard edge of the tabletop. She stayed, motionless, bent over the table as Charles moved around them and knelt behind her. He kissed the back of her thigh as he spread her legs apart a little wider before once again tying off the ropes. Once he had her tightly secured, Charlotte pulled hard on the ropes around her wrist,
stretching her across the surface until she cried out. Only then did Charlotte tie off the ropes.
"I'll let you decide, Mindy, my pet," George said as he brushed a light kiss across Mindy's lips.
"Yes, sir. As you wish, sir," she purred, sauntering away to the buffet.
Mindy selected one of the heavy, solid metal plugs, one with a small red jewel set into its base, and a bottle of the lube. She moved quickly back to the table with her naughty finds.
"Down," George instructed, and immediately Mindy dropped to her knees, hands clasped behind her back, her face looking up at her master. She opened her mouth, and he placed the base of the plug between her teeth. She held it like that for him as he applied a generous amount of the lube to the plug. Obediently, she knelt, waiting for his next command. "Now be a deer, and plant it deep in her ass." Mindy moved across the floor on her knees until she came up behind her. Mindy spread her open with her hands, her fingertips lightly grazing over her tight hole. She held the pair of crotch rope strands of the body harness apart with her thumbs. Plug still between her teeth, Mindy leaned in and pressed, ever so slightly, gently pushing the toy into her ass. Mindy could hear her groan as she slowly stretched open, allowing the heavy object entry into her body. Once the plug was firmly in place, Mindy nipped lightly at the juncture between her cheek and her thigh. Her hips twitched, and she whimpered against the gag in her mouth. Then it was Charlotte's turn. Charlotte stepped up behind her, the deerskin flogger in her hand. She lightly trailed the soft leather tendrils of the flogger across her back, her arm, her thigh. Her back arched, her hips straining upwards, when the first blow landed. She whimpered against the gag.
"What was that, dear?"
"Couldn't hear you," Charlotte said, smiling wickedly, just before giving the flogger another flick of her wrist. Her hips bucked against the table. Charlotte then began a quick succession of soft blows against her backside. The milky white skin immediately flushed a warm, rosy pink. The muscles in her thighs tightened as she tried to move against her restraints. All the while, the little jewel winked from between her reddening cheeks as her body took each stinging blow.
"I believe something's missing," James said, picking up the thick, squat glass dildo.
He walked over to Mindy, still kneeling, just off to the side, and held it out to her.
"If you wouldn't mind."
Mindy sucked the toy into her mouth, running her tongue over its slick surface, coating it in her saliva.
"Thank you," he replied as he moved over to her.
He knelt down beside her. "Such a beautiful sight to see," he said, staring at her dripping pussy. He watched as a drop rolled down the inside of her left thigh. He swiped it up with his finger and brought it up to his mouth.
Delicious.
Using the fingers of one hand, he spread the lips of her pussy open wide and positioned the glass toy at her entrance. He teased her, pushing it inside just up to the widest part of the toy, and then taking it back out again, over and over. Before too long, her hips were arching, straining for it. It wasn't until she began to whimper that he finally pushed it all the way inside of her, letting the thick glass shaft fill her pussy completely.
"She's getting a little messy. We wouldn't want her to drip all over this nice, clean floor now, would we?"
"Mindy?" George said quietly. Taking the cue, Mindy crawled over behind her. She licked her juices from her thighs upwards to her pussy, laving her with her tongue and sucking at her lips until her knees were shaking.
"Be careful, dear. We don't want her to come just yet."
Mindy sat back on her heels, and she made pitiful, pleading mews deep in her throat. Disappointed, Mindy looked up at George with soulful eyes.
"Oh, look at the poor little thing," Charlotte said to George.
"Yes, she does so enjoy giving pleasure. It makes her sad when I stop her from getting someone off."
"Oh, I'd hate to disappoint the girl. Would you mind if I borrowed your sweet little pet?"
"Be my guest," George answered. Charlotte sat demurely in one of the chairs. She motioned for Mindy to come to her. Trying to contain her excitement, Mindy cast her eyes downward and crawled over to her. She knelt between Charlotte's knees. "Do put that pretty little mouth of yours to work." Mindy smiled as she traced her hands up the back of Charlotte's stocking-clad calves, hooking her thumbs into the hem of Charlotte's skirt. She pushed the fabric up, slowly revealing lace-topped thigh highs held up by a sexy black garter belt, and no panties. Mindy slowly lowered her face to Charlotte's pussy, which she teased and licked playfully. Charlotte's eyes fluttered closed, and a moan escaped her throat. Mindy pushed her thighs wide, urging her knees up and over the arms of the chair. Charlotte laid her forearms over her spread thighs and held the chair arms for support, her fingers wrapping around the wood and her knuckles turning white with the force of her grip. Meanwhile, Charles poured a round of brandies for them. "It's not a party until Charlotte has her knees up around her ears," James chuckled. "Oh, fuck you, darling," Charlotte spoke breathlessly between moans, and the men laughed. George perused the items on the buffet once more. His fingers alighted on a stout wooden spoon. He picked it up, turning it this way and that. "This could be useful," he said to no one in particular. He walked over to her. He ran his hands over the faint pink flesh of her ass and thighs, squeezing every so often. When she moaned at his explorative touch, he trailed his hands up and kneaded the globes of her ass cheeks, his fingers leaving white marks on the rosy flesh. He gave her ass a hard, quick, sharp smack with the palm of his hand, and her hips jerked into the table. "Extra sensitive, just like I like 'em," he said, lining up the broad bowl of the spoon with her ass. He gave her a few quick swats with the spoon on one side, and then alternated it on the other, till faint little circles of color bloomed onto her skin. He tossed the spoon onto the table and began to knead the flesh of her ass once again. She groaned deeply, her breathing ragged. She turned her face so that she could watch Mindy and Charlotte. James swallowed the last bit of his brandy and set his glass aside. "Well, we can't let them have all the fun now, can we?" he asked Charles. James approached the women, grabbing Mindy by the hair and pulling her face out of Charlotte's pussy. He leaned in and gave Charlotte a deep kiss. "Assume the position, my dear." Charlotte stood. She maneuvered Mindy between her and the chair and then turned, bending forward at the waist, and planted her hands on the chair arms. Mindy slouched down a little and tilted her head back until she had the perfect angle on Charlotte's clit. Using his thumbs, James spread Charlotte's pussy wide and plunged his dick inside her sopping slick heat. He fucked her from behind as Mindy's tongue flicked over her clit. In no time, Charlotte was panting with her effort to maintain control. James gripped her hair, pulling her head back. "Give it to me," he said. Charlotte released a breathless laugh. He wrenched her head back a little more. "I said, give it to me," he demanded. And she did, coming loudly, legs shaking as James held onto her waist, giving her support. As soon as she came, James pulled out, and Charlotte slumped forward against the chair. Mindy knelt in front of James as he stroked his cock, glazed in Charlotte's cum. "Show me those pretty little tits," he growled. Mindy pulled the low-cut neckline of her blouse down beneath her breast and arched her back, jutting her chest forward. James pumped his cock a few more times before coming hard all over her breasts. Mindy moaned, running her hands over her skin, coating her breasts in his cum. She leaned up, taking his cock in her mouth, and sucked him clean. "Thanks again for having us," George called out as Charles waved the guests off. "Thank you all for coming. Have a good night and a safe drive back," Charles said before shutting the front door. The house was once again quiet. He walked back into the dining room. She was still there, bound and bent over the table. He knelt by her feet and pulled the knots loose from the table legs. She moved her legs closer together, bending her knees and moving her muscles to release the stiffness. He released the rope wound around her ankles,
massaging the ligature marks on her skin as he did. She let out a soft moan. "Don't worry, sweetheart. We're getting there." He spoke softly as he repeated the loving gesture on her other ankle. He massaged his way up her calves, to her thighs. Then he took hold of the base of the glass dildo. He pulled it slowly out of her, and she whined. I know. You want to come so badly, baby, but just... not just yet." He eased the plug from her ass, and she buried her face against her arm, squeezing her eyes shut and groaning. "I said not yet," he warned, his voice a little more firm. He moved around to the head of the table and released her arms, again massaging the pink ligature marks left behind. "You're going to be so sore tomorrow." He slowly massaged up her arms and across her shoulders. When his hands left her skin, he spoke again. "You may stand now." She obeyed, slowly rising, stretching as she moved. He came around beside her, sweeping an arm beneath her knees and hoisting her up into his arms. He carried her into the hall and up the stairs, through the master bedroom, and into their luxurious bath. He set her on her feet in front of the spacious shower. He quickly stripped down and then reached into the shower, starting the water, waiting for it to heat up. He removed the ball gag and gently pulled the pins from her hair. It fell in ebony waves around her alabaster shoulders. He tipped her chin up and dipped his head, giving her a kiss, deep, thorough, and sensual. "You are so very good tonight," he praised, leading her into the shower and guiding her beneath the warm spray of the water. He poured sweet-smelling body wash on a loofah, working up a lather and sliding it along her skin, scrubbing away the sugars and syrups and lube and saliva. From head to toe he moved, his hands on the loofah working around and beneath the crimson ropes of the harness still snaking around her torso and between her thighs. "Kneel," he whispered, and she obeyed as he picked up the shampoo bottle. She eyed his thick erection and licked her lips. He smirked. "Don't go getting any ideas, you naughty girl," he said, and she dropped her eyes. He tangled his fingers in her hair, soaping the tresses with a coconut-scented shampoo. Then he helped her to her feet and let her rinse off. When the last of the suds slid away and down the drain, he grabbed hold of the ropes of the harness and spun her around and into his arms. He pushed her back against the tiled wall, his hand going to her throat. He kissed and nipped roughly along her neck and jawline. "Now it's my turn," he growled, sliding his hands beneath her thighs and lifting her up against the wall. He impaled her on his rigid cock and ground her into the solid tile, his fingers gripping the ropes, using the harness for leverage to hold onto her water-slicked body as he pounded into her. She wrapped her legs around his waist and wound her arms around his neck. She tipped her head back and sighed with pleasure as he assaulted her body with his passion. He brought his hand between their bodies, positioning his thumb over her clit. She cried out as he worked her in time with his thrust. "That's right," he cajoled. "You've been waiting all night for this," she moaned as he continued. "Yes, you're going to come for me. Just for me." She bit her lip and whimpered, grinding her hips into him. "Because nobody makes my baby come but me. I want all of your orgasms, every last one." He kissed her. "I could tell you were so close several times tonight, but you held on, my good little girl. You held on for me. Now it's time, and I want you to come for me." She arched against him. "So close, I'm so close," she groaned between clenched teeth. "That's it. Let go and come for me, baby," he encouraged as he felt her body tense up only a moment before she shattered around him. "Oh, fuck," she screamed out, her voice echoing against the hard tile. "Yes," he answered her cry, his words hissing through his teeth as he emptied himself deep inside her spasming cunt.
For several moments he held her, suspended there, as the waves rippled through them. He kissed her then, tenderly, slowly. "That's my good girl," he said, lowering his head and resting his face in the crook of her neck. She smiled. "Yes, I'm your good girl," she whispered as she held him to her and placed a soft kiss against his hair.